But should he explore the mindset of such people, he would not only deem them as beasts, but also as demons. First, they are filled with immense cruelty and hatred against their fellow servant. In them, there is neither love for the kingdom nor fear of hell, no respect for men, no compassion, no empathy, but shamelessness, boldness, and disregard for all future things. To them, God's words about punishment appear as a fairy tale, and his threats as laughter. Such is the mindset of the greedy man. Since inside they are demons, and externally wild beasts, and indeed worse than wild beasts, where should we categorize such people? For it is evident that they are even worse than wild beasts. The beasts are the way they are by nature, but these, blessed by nature with gentleness, forcefully struggle against nature to acquaint themselves with savagery. The demons, too, have schemers among men aiding them, to such degree that without such help, most of their plans against us would cease. But these, even when their spitefully treated victims contend with them, still strive to be more spiteful. Again, the devil fights war with mankind, not with the demons of his kind, but the person we discuss is eager in every way to cause harm to his own kin and household, not even honoring nature.